News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Time now, 4:55 p.m. You guys are headed to the house, and I know it. And listen, as you're heading out the door, thinking about maybe getting a bite to eat on the way home, let me just encourage you to consider Just Love Coffee Cafe. You may be thinking, Phil, it's a coffee shop. No. It is so much more than that. Just Love Coffee Cafe has two locations in this listening area, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. And they've got a breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu that will knock your socks off. I mean, one of my favorites is the Womlet. It's an omelet with a W on the front end because they cook it in a waffle iron, which is way cool. But the Womlet literally has everything, including tater tots, built into it. Oh, my gosh. But then they've also got things like wraps and sandwiches and salads. They've got, you know, waffles like you wouldn't believe. Waffles all day long, like the Berry 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 waffle. Oh, my gosh. So anyway, I'm just saying their menu is worth a stop. But then they've got all the gourmet coffees and just a good, solid black cup of coffee steaming in a cup. They can grind the beans for you right there. Listen, folks, you got to check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. We love having them as part of the Right Side team. All right, so I'm not going to try and push through that number three on the Triple Dipper in 4 minutes. That's not going to happen. All right, that would be just wrong. So I'm not doing it. I'm saving this for tomorrow because the stuff I've got on COVID Watch, too good to let go of. Some of it's very interesting. Some of it is stuff that I look at and go, wow, that was stupid. And other stuff I look at and think, that is way cool, and why is it different than what they're doing over there? So I've got a great batch of stuff. We'll take that tomorrow. I thought what I would do, though, is just quickly turn to see what are some of the wokest headlines I could find. And I give credit to Dale Jackson. I don't know where he – I mean, I don't – Dale must spend a lot of time on Twitter because he finds stories that I'm like, where did this come from? But I look at it now and realize, oh, that's an AL.com story. So Dale's got one right now on his Twitter thread. M&M's candy. You know the M&M's candy characters? You know the yellow, the big yellow peanut M&M guy and the, you know, anyway. So all the M&M's candy characters are getting an updated look to be more inclusive. Yes. Yes. The Mars candy family said that they believed that they were going to enact their global commitment to creating a world where everyone feels they belong and society is inclusive. So they need to somehow redesign the fairly neutral-looking candy characters, I guess. I don't know what that means. Maybe one of them is going to become a swimmer in the NCAA Ivy Leagues. I don't know. But, yeah, that's happening. There's one headline for you. Here's another one. This one just incensed me, and it ought to really bother people in this community. Fairfax County Public Schools. All right, I've got family still on active duty right now living in Virginia. Fairfax County Public Schools recently did some curriculum where they included the term military kid as a privilege category during an exercise where they instructed children to identify their privilege. I'm not kidding you. Now, keep in mind, too, Fairfax County Public Schools is a big military community, too. And I'm going to tell you, having grown up as an Army kid and the grandson of an Army officer and the son of an Army officer, and now the, you know, I've got a son on active duty, and I was an Army kid. The very idea that a military kid somehow bears some kind of special privilege, they need to go check themselves at the door. I could give them stories about moving every 2 to 3 years and about wondering what's happening with Dad who is downrange, and then, you know, the mom holding down the fort while things are, and then worrying about the bills getting paid because everything's changing. Privilege. Liberals will go anywhere, won't they? Hey, folks, we're going to keep fighting that fight, though. Not on my watch, that's what I'm saying. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next, you got Mark Levin, the great one. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day.